No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, November 21st, 2022. 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning, the Red Rock Morning Show, brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. You can find out more at energyfuels.com. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
We have a short week this week. Well, hopefully it'll be a long week, but a long week of family and friends and fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course, Thanksgiving this week, so... be sure to finalize your plans and know how you're getting where you're getting. And yeah, that's coming up. That's this Thursday.
Over the river and through the woods.
Yeah, that's the route.
To Grandma's house or to state championship football games. There'll be some people traveling.
Yeah, the Dove Creek Bulldogs. We'll get right into our lead story, I think, which is that the Dove Creek Bulldogs beat the Mancos Blue Jays in the state semifinals for eight-man football in Colorado. And Dove Creek is on to the state championship game.
Yeah, they jumped all over Mancos to start, these two evenly matched teams, and a great start for the Bulldogs, and they held on for a big win and off to the state championship, and they're going to go in as the higher seed, I understand.
Yeah, so Dove Creek winning that game 44-14. They led 28-0 at half. I think it was maybe one or two scores after the first quarter, and then the second quarter, Dove Creek just kind of blew it open, and Mancos rallied a little bit early in the second half, but the Bulldogs held on and increased their lead and got the win. They're on to the state championship game.
Big day in Dove Creek for the whole area. You know, a home game for the state semifinal, and now they go to a stadium to play a championship on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, they'll be at CSU Pueblo at the Thunder Bowl. That'll be on Friday this week. They'll be taking on Simla. You mentioned, Bill, they're the four seed in the eight-player championship. They beat Hoxton 27-20, and it was, you know, quite the upset. Hoxton, you know,
they're a powerhouse.
They won last year, and they beat up on Mancos this year. Mancos only suffered two losses on the year until this semifinal, and one was to Dove Creek in a one-score game that was, you know, final score came in the final minutes from the Bulldogs. But Hoxton just beat up on the Blue Jays earlier in the year. So they were undefeated and similar beating Hoxton 27-20. So, yeah, Dove Creek will be the higher seed. They'll be in the home jerseys at that state championship
game. Yeah, and the school colors for both schools are exactly the same. I'm glad there'll be a home and away jersey, or you wouldn't be able to tell who is who.
Yeah.
Yellow and blue.
Blue and yellow, yep. And, so I guess if you're a San Juan Broncos fan, too, and you're looking for more state title action, you can go to that game and pick a side.
Yeah. But it's on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. It's interesting. A lot of other states, they have this championship later on in the season. You know, Utah, we wrapped it up over a week ago, and 2 weeks later for Colorado's championship games, but over Thanksgiving weekend. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of people thankful to hit the road this Thanksgiving and follow the Bulldogs.
Yeah, yeah. So best of luck to the Bulldogs. They kick off, I believe, at, I'll see if I can find here. I thought I saw 6 o'clock. We'll see if we can find for sure. But again, it's Friday. That they're playing. You know, another regional team played in a state semifinal this weekend. That was Montezuma Cortez played in a state semifinal.
Yeah, the Panthers. Boy, they had a good run. Went deep into the tournament, into the semifinal as a what was their seed?
11.
The 11th seed made it all the way to the semifinal. So congratulations to the Panthers, and the Orange and Black almost punched their ticket to the championship game too.
Yeah, they did. They got beat by Eaton again, you know, another 2A school in Colorado. But it was interesting, we were watching Sunday Night Football last night, Bill, and someone came up on the screen that they were from Eaton.
High School.
Yeah, that was Austin Eckler, running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. He plays for Eaton, so I don't know, maybe he put his uniform back on and played.
Yeah, I wonder where
Saturday.
He's gonna be next Saturday.
Yeah, well, Anyways, congratulations to the Panthers and the Blue Jays and the Bulldogs on a great season, and especially to the Bulldogs as they're playing for the title at 6 o'clock on Friday.
One more week.
Yeah, their first title appearance, and hopefully their first state championship win in football.
Yeah, and they'll be coming in as the higher seed.
Yeah.
But obviously they're playing a team that doesn't mind taking on a higher seed.
Yeah. Yeah, Simla and Dove Creek both undefeated, so one of these teams will have their first loss of the year. Last time Simla played an undefeated team was the Hoxton, and they got the victory last week. So, anyways, that's plenty of local high school football for you this morning. We've got lots of other local news and happenings this morning in the Red Rock listening area, including news out of the Navajo Nation Council. Where the Navajo Nation Council late last week, held a special session to elect and confirm a speaker for the remainder of the term. They phoned in and also in person at the Navajo Nation Council chambers in Window Rock, sponsored by Delegate Eugene So of Chinle. They moved to select and confirm a speaker. For the rest of the year, they selected Speaker Otto So, and he represents Tuba City on the Navajo Nation Council. So Speaker Otto So will be the speaker through January 10th, when the newly elected council delegates are inaugurated and will serve on the council and make a decision for the speaker. You recall Speaker Seth Damon stepped down from the Navajo, from his role as speaker. He's still on the council and was reelected to the Navajo Nation Council, but did so after some controversy of a photo of him in Las Vegas appeared online, apparently intoxicated in the photo. And so Otto So will be the speaker of the Navajo Nation Council through the end of this session. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. City of Monticello City Council, at their latest meeting, approved a purchase of fence materials at Pioneer Park across from the post office on Main Street. At their last previous council meeting, the Rotary Club had explained that the old wooden fence was in poor condition. Two of the three neighbors that share the fence agreed to pay half of the cost for the materials, while the Rotary Club said they'd provide labor to install the fence. Some members of the council were hesitant to allocate the $9,000 for the project until the city creates a priority list of needs in the city. However, a city resident offered to pay half of the city cost. The donor asked to remain anonymous, and the council approved the project. Also at the meeting, members of the city council reported on efforts, including Councilman Kevin Dunn reported on efforts to install a warning light near Main Street crossing to the elementary school. The council also is selecting an auditor, a process expedited as the city is filing late with the state. Interim city manager Kaden Kulo said, we have prepped them for that. We're going to be a bit behind. Council also accepted an offer from the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service to act as a cooperating agency for the Bears Ears National Monument Resource Management Plan, all part of the latest meeting of Monticello City Council. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty more news and happenings coming your way. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Tony and his staff from Fiesta Mexicana want to thank our locals for their continuing support. Fiesta Mexicana, with the best Mexican food and margaritas in town. Happy Thanksgiving from our families to yours. Fiesta Mexicana!
At Energy Fuels, creating opportunities and supporting the local community is important to us. Because together with our dedicated employees, we safely produce critical materials that support cleaner energy sources and a better planet for future generations. From clean, zero-emission nuclear energy to electric vehicles and renewables, Energy Fuels in San Juan County are now at the center of a national effort to provide reliable energy for a cleaner environment. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Corinne from Care About Childcare, and I have a question for you. Do you enjoy working with children? The City of Blanding needs childcare providers, and Care About Childcare is looking for those interested in starting their own business. Startup costs and a $1,500 grant available for family childcare providers, as well as support and limited funding available for a childcare center in southern San Juan County. You can learn more by calling 435-613-5619. Funded by DWS through CRRSAA.
Sportsbook thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one to score a bundle. Make a parlay bet up to $50 and Ute Mountain Casino will match it. Make the bets Fridays at noon to 1 p.m. Sunday, and every week pick your pro favorites in Pigskin Payday. You could win free play and up to $200,000. It's all at Ute Mountain Casino Sportsbook, the place to watch, wager, and win. Details at utemountaincasino.com.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is, Monday, November 21st, 2022, 9:20 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings. The morning show brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. You can find out more at energyfuels.com. We've got plenty more local news and happenings coming your way, including some news out of the Moab area. The Times Independent reporting, Ashley Bunton reporting on aircraft using RFID technology to read utility meters has prompted some noise complaints. Low-flying airplane circling over Moab to read utility meters. Canyonlands Regional Airport Director Tammy Howland reported to the Grand County Airport Board about recent complaints during their latest meeting in November. She says, reported that they talked to the pilot and who's tracked his first day of flights. He never went below the minimum flight altitude. However, it takes about can take about 3 hours to read the gas meters from the airplane over Moab. But sometimes could be more depending on the clouds. So an interesting story on tech and citizen concerns in the latest edition of the Times Independent. I didn't know you could do that, Bill. You can check meters from an airplane up above.
Yeah, you know, it seems like there's tremendous efficiencies there to if you're able to do that and identify each individual meter. But if it takes 3 hours to do that, those efficiencies may not be as cost effective as you'd think, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, 3 hours instead of going by every single person's and taking a look
get to
and
visit with
down.
People.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I read meters as a kid, and except for dogs. That was a great job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the dogs won't take down a plane, but I can see it could be a little annoying to have a plane flying over your head for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of an interesting, interesting to see, you know, what results there if something changes or what happens. But it's just kind of an interesting bit of it's not the way that you checked meters. You didn't fly overhead.
I dreamt about it possibly, but it was manual labor back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of meters are read by radio sign with a truck or a vehicle passing by, so they don't go out and take a look at the meter, but fly over the top. Man, what a world we live in.
Yeah, pretty.
But if you're a little bit paranoid about that guy flying over the house for the last 3 hours, I can see.
Yeah.
I can see that'd be a problem.
Yeah. So that's what's going on there. Ashley Bunton of the Times Independent reporting on that. You can read more about that, about what the airport board has to say about it, as well as the airport manager, other folks as well. Check it out at moabtimes.com. Some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Cortez Journal and Jim Mimiaga of the Journal reporting on a landowner who's suing Montezuma County over what they describe as restrictive subdivision decisions. Property owner located on Summit Lake, on the east shore of Summit Lake, they're suing the county over a subdivision proposal that restricted new home construction unless the Colorado Department of Transportation installs a left-hand turn lane off Colorado Highway 184 onto Road 37. Saying no more development until that left turn lane is in place, infrastructure in place to allow folks to get in and out. So anyways, that'll be interesting. I guess there's going to be a trial set for February in Montezuma County. Additional information about this, the issues resolved, conversation with CDOT about it. You can find that all in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. You can pick it up at newsstands throughout the area. Also online at the-journal.com. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Navajo Police Department has updated the Navajo Nation Missing Persons poster. The poster is produced with hopes that information will be distributed amongst communities and possibly lead to new information to help find missing loved ones. There's approximately 77 individuals in the Navajo Nation that are missing on the list, including 28 women and 49 male. The poster will be displayed and distributed at Navajo Police Department districts and periodically updated. So definitely look for that poster and take a look for folks there that are missing. You know, there's lots of folks missing, including Ella Mae Begay. She was last seen in June of 2021 in the Sweetwater, Arizona area, a 62-year-old woman. And anyways, family looking for answers, just like all these others. So I encourage folks to check those lists and see if you recognize anyone or know anything.
Huh. Well, again, I'm glad we're bringing attention to this. It's something that people weren't aware of, missing and murdered.
Indigenous people. Yeah. It's been a rising issue, you know, and grassroots efforts to increase awareness about this has led to some response from others. And anyways, it includes, you know, the Navajo Police Department posting these posters in the Navajo Nation. So take a look at the list and again, see if you can help. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the funerals and memorial services for listeners in the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, there'll be a funeral service starting at 10 a.m. this morning for Silviano Garcia. That's at the Mancos Cowboy Church. Funeral services tomorrow, that's Tuesday, November 22nd, for Kevin Hatch at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Those services begin at 10 a.m. And there'll be funeral services for Marie Mon of Moab on Saturday, November 26th at the Moab Stake Center. They begin at 11 a.m. For more information on these and other funerals, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Excuse me. Thanks for those, Bill. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center of Moab send out a big holiday greeting to all the Red Rock 92 listeners. The Paint Center invites you to paint up and spruce up for the new year. Mad Bros Power Sports wants to remind you they have all the big boy toys for Christmas. Stop by 2471 South Highway 191 in Moab for everything you need at Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and here comes 2023.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Holidays are almost here. Come check out the red hot buys on Christmas decor at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. 7-foot pre-lit LED Winchester trees, $99.99. 4-foot pre-lit LED potted pines, $29.99. Platinum LED light sets, just $19.99. And 20% off select clips, hooks, and hanging strips. Plus, wrap it in red with great deals on patio heaters, grills, and DeWalt and Craftsman power tools and accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through November at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant, whatever it takes dealer, wants you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean the furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special now. Receive a full furnace cleaning and service for all Red Rock Radio listeners at a low, low price of only $89. That's only $89. Don't miss Moab Heat and Cool's $89 Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant, whatever it takes, for this limited-time offer for our Red Rock family. Call 259-1519. That's 259-1519.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, November 21st, 2022, 9:30 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Again, it's brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill. Bill, it's November 21st.
Yeah, we're in the ramp up for Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, and so today is National Stuffing Day. Stuffing is a major player in the world of Thanksgiving, and I guess we need a few days before to just remind that handful of people that may not have already figured out if they're going to have stuffing to have stuffing. So, National Stuffing Day. Stuff the bird for the next few days, and we stuff ourselves on Thursday. Look forward to it. A lot of birthdays today. Goldie Hawn was born today in 1945. Goldie Hawn is 77 years old. She was in Laugh-In, this TV show, as a kid, and she was quite a memorable character in that show. You bet your bippy she was. French philosopher Voltaire was born today in 1694. He died in 1778. Voltaire was a leading figure in the Age of Enlightenment, and quite a philosopher, wrote Candide and a bunch of books, and had an interesting life. His heart and brain were taken from his body after he died. So I don't know how enlightened
we
were back then. But his heart is still in the National Library in Paris. And they don't know what happened to his brain. It was auctioned off and
someone's
no
got
one
it.
Knows. Yeah, it's maybe sitting on a shelf somewhere. Voltaire's birthday today. Actor and director Harold Ramis was born today in 1944. He died in 2014. He was in Ghostbusters and Stripes. And he directed Caddyshack and Groundhog Day. So, man, those are some classic movies from classic hits, people. So happy birthday to Mr. Ramis, who would be, 56, 60, 78 years old today, but he passed away. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday today locally for Laura Timmerman and Monty Christensen. There were birthdays over the weekend for Dr. Terry Cook, for Caitlin Lyman, Chris Fugel and Casey Randall. And the late Laverne Young would have turned 90 years old today. She passed away earlier in the year. She was a wonderful woman. Our birthdays are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. Give Valerie a call. Full service brokerage for all your real estate needs. And if you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call. 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you to the on-air job fair and be back with the local and regional sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Young's Machine Company in Monticello is looking for a parts assistant who has great customer service skills. You'll handle shipping, receiving, inventory, purchasing, answering phones, data entry, and other office work. Must be computer literate and good at handling multiple tasks. You'll work Monday through Thursday. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or email resumes to youngsmachine@frontiernet.net. Tryhurst Construction is seeking applicants for a project manager and superintendent. Project manager duties include managing and maintaining contracts, budgets, and owner-architect relations. The superintendent position duties include daily managing subcontractors and self-performed scopes for all jobs. For more information and to apply, go to tryhurstconstruction.com or call 435-485-0699. Again, visit TryHurstConstruction.com or call 485-0699. Grump Reese Ford of Moab is looking for a person who can be a customer service representative. Grump Reese is willing to train the right, helpful, and friendly applicant. Now here's your chance to be part of the automotive business with Grump Reese Ford. Full benefits and great work balance. The San Juan School District has openings for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, and substitute teachers. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at www.sjsd.org.
Announcing a real job with a future and ultimate stability. Come work with the Moab Post Office. Enjoy a rewarding career with a salary of over $40,000 a year with benefits for letter carriers and window clerks. The Moab Post Office invites all who are friendly to visit today. The United States Post Office in Moab has a job waiting for you. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is seeking a pharmacy technician. Training is provided for the right applicant with excellent wages and a new direction working with Walker Drug. Learn a new career as a trained pharmacy technician. Stop by the store for an application.
Looking for your next great adventure in nursing? Canyonlands Care Center in Moab is looking for CNAs at $20 an hour, CLPNs at $25 an hour, and RNs at $35.50 an hour. Come join their nursing family. Competitive pay, full benefits, and paid time off. Located behind the hospital. For more info, email jillian.fryer@cccmoab.org. or call 435-719-4400.
TSA is hiring part-time transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These positions start at $21.98 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a preschool special education teacher, a high school special ed paraprofessional, a middle school boys basketball coach, a substitute bus driver, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's fall. That means it's time for the big yard sale at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. On top of the already low sale prices, now you can take another 50% off. That's up to 75% off retail. Now's the time to get ready for winter too, and Walker's True Value reminds you to check your gutters, furnace, and smoke detectors. Prep your sprinklers. Clean your fireplace and stock up for cold weather. Walker's True Value's got you covered on all your winter supplies. It's up to 75% off at the yard sale while supplies last at Walker's True Value, next to Walker Drug in Moab.
16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pond and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pond and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pond and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pond and Gun also cashes checks.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, November 21st, 2022, 9:41 a.m. on this Monday morning. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio. Let's take a look at the local sports report. As mentioned, Dove Creek defeating Mancos 44-14 in the eight-player semifinal. So the Bulldogs playing at 6 o'clock on Friday against Simla for the eight-player state championship in football. Congratulations again to the Bulldogs. Of note, let's see here. Pull up that final score. Eaton defeating Montezuma Cortez on Saturday in the 2A state semifinals by quite a margin. I'm just seeing if I can find the score real quick. 47-8. But again, the Panthers, the 11 seed, made a great run to the semifinals. Congratulations to them on a great season. That'll do it for the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Looking at NBA basketball, starting with the Utah Jazz on Friday. They got the victory over the Phoenix Suns, 134-133. Then on Saturday, they went to Portland and defeated the Trailblazers, 118-113. Tonight they're in LA taking on the Clippers. 8:30 p.m. is that tip-off. Also in action over the weekend, as mentioned, Phoenix losing to the Jazz, but on Sunday they beat the Knicks in Phoenix, 116-95. Campaign had 21 points for the Suns. Finally, the Denver Nuggets also in action over the weekend. On Friday, they were in Dallas, lost to the Mavericks, 127-99. Then they beat the Mavericks by 1 point on Sunday in Dallas, 98-97. Bones Highland with 29 points for Denver. That'll do it for the NBA. Of course, over the weekend are two football teams in action. The Denver Broncos hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, and Vegas getting the win in overtime, 22-16 over the Broncos. Arizona Cardinals are playing tonight on Monday Night Football, 6:15 p.m. is the opening kick. It's in Arizona. Cardinals hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.